send in the bar stories, Kelly.
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, maybe this is a situation we hope you don't find yourself in, but if you can manage to make it through the day without getting locked out of Twitter when you're a bird conservation charity, the irony of it all, you're doing okay.
Yeah, birds, Twitter, tweet, it's their mascot's a bird. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, and you know what? Look, this one has a blend of that irony and fourth grade humor. I'm going to get to that here in just a sec. The Bird Trust for Ornithology, it's a bird trust, it's a bird conservation charity, BTO for short, on Twitter.
Do they have a lot of followers?
Yeah, I mean, they have over 100,000 followers, that's for sure.
Very impressive.
Yeah. So they got locked out of Twitter. And they were like, why?
Were they offensive in some way?
Well, here's where they're pointing. It suspected it was due to their, quote, repeated use of the word woodcock for their species survey.
Oh, my God.
Which might have been misinterpreted by Twitter's algorithms.
Yeah, got a little, it got flagged. That's a naughty word we can't allow on this platform.
It's not.
Really? I thought Twitter didn't have rules like that.
It's a bird, and one of the tweets, literally from the BTO, British Trust for Ornithology, well, asked for volunteers to count displaying male woodcock.
Oh, well, yeah. When you put in the male, they're like, oh, they had a different idea of what that is.
So it was, and they understand it was irony that a bird charity being locked out of Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And the timing was rather annoying because it coincided with Winter Watch wildlife programming there on the BBC.
Yes.
And an annual bird survey that they're trying to conduct.
Dang it. How else are they supposed to get their research?
Yeah. How else are we supposed to know about the woodcock?
Exactly. Listen, they let the F-bomb fly all over Twitter, but woodcock is banned?
So they did get reinstated after about a week.
Oh, wow. It took a week to sort that out.
That's right. And they tweeted out, it's not every day that BTO makes the front page of the tabloids, and nice to see them so concerned about the status of the red-listed bird that cannot be named.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, yes. It is really all about the wildlife, the health of the bird that can't be named anymore. Maybe we shouldn't have said it. Are we supposed to? Maybe we can bleep it. We'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out next time.
Oh, hey, look, if there's one thing that I've come to appreciate as I grow older,
mm-hmm,
are the birds and the wildlife in the trees, and whether it's a woodcock or a breasted titmouse or.
What?
Kelly, these are birds.
Okay. All right. Wow, there's a lot of them out there I just didn't know, I wasn't aware of. That is all of the learning.
I mean, it's not like we're playing a game. Is this a bird or an adult film actress?
We probably could, though.
All right. So anyway, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting locked out of Twitter when you're a bird conservation charity, the irony there.
Oh, no.
You're doing okay.
Maybe they rename that species of bird to just like, you know, Woody.
No, we can't do that, Kelly.
No, well, there's the woodpecker, too.
That's right.
Would that get banned as well? I feel like that's could, even like, well, could. That's not worse.
I don't know.
It's in the same category, though.
Is the woodcock and the woodpecker in the same line of bird? Do they
like
both
they have
like
to be cousins? At
peck
least,
at trees?
Right? Maybe.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, anyways.
I'll look it up.
All right. Setting the bar there on 99.7 EJX.